Hey, Emily.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What are you listening to?
Glitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Just because?
You know what? I've actually just been in kind of like a Midnight's fixation.
Okay.
Love because to I see think, her. Yeah, she, like, upon first listen to the album, I fell in love with it so much that I, like, declared it my favorite album. And I was like, this is a masterpiece and, like, perfect front to back. And I think it just wasn't well received in the fandom, and a lot of people just like, it's not cohesive, it's not great music, blah, 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 like, blah. And I think I let them get in my head a little bit, and I started to believe it. But like, when I really listen to Midnight's, I'm like, every song is so good. Like, yeah, they're all so different, and I think I just love that.
I love Midnight's. I like it. I don't like feel like very passionate, like I'm obsessed with it, but I don't feel like I dislike it. Like, yeah. I like it. I think it's good.
It's just like a neutral thing.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I love that every song feels different. I don't care that it's not cohesive enough.
That's just not something I care about. It's like feeling the need for it to be cohesive. And honestly, the only record she really had, well, I guess the most cohesive record she has is 1989.
Yeah.
And I would say Folklore and Evermore are pretty cohesive as well. But like, other than that, it's not really her thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really care about it. And I'm sick of the haters. And I've been really listening to 3AM tracks.
3AM tracks are where it's at for me.
Really? Because I preferred the original album. 3AM tracks didn't do it for me until recently.
Dear Reader, What If, What If, Should Have are like top 10 for me, both of those songs.
Now Glitch is like at the top for me.
See, Glitch is a song I don't really connect to.
You have to sit down and listen to it.
Okay,
You know what I mean? Is there something about it that's so like, I just feel moved by Glitch.
Glitch has never really done it for me, but I'll have to give it
a proper listen.
Yeah.
All right. What have you been listening to?
Holy Ground.
Yeah.
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 Honestly, that and Haunted have been like on repeat.
Yeah.
Ever since she sang Haunted acoustic, I actually texted Emily this like the day after she sang that. And I was just like, I just forget how good this song is. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, especially acoustic. And I was like, no, that's it. Like the acoustic is just...
There's something about it, like when she sings. I mean, I love the original, like non-acoustic version, but I don't. The song itself, like hearing it from her voice, like all raw like that.
Yeah,
but Holy Ground,
it's just
so great. It's just one of those songs on Red that should have been more popular than it was.
I have said this on here before, and I will say it again. It should be on the freaking Everstore set list. Not kidding. Red is my favorite album, like nostalgically, like if I think like nostalgia wise, like that, it's my shit. And I just love Holy Ground. I don't know. There's just something about it. Like it just like when that song comes on, I feel like a buzzing of energy, like just
spinning like a girl in a brand new dress. It is very like fast paced. Like,
and it just like, ooh, it just does something to me. Like you put that on in the car. With the windows down, because in southern New Jersey, we are having some nice weather.
It's the perfect day for that today.
Like, when you go home, put your windows down, open your sunroof, and put on Holy Ground. Yeah. And you're going to feel like you can take on the world. Yeah. Like, you are on the top of the world when Holy Ground is on.
I love that.
And that's...
just an underrated masterpiece.
Yes, honestly. That's my story. That's my truth. And...
live your truth.
You need to speak listen to your it. Truth. Everybody, go turn it on.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Good songs.
What are we up to today?
Well, February is almost over. Well, by the time you're hearing this, it's over. And we're just going to do a little recap what happened this month. I feel like
we've lived quite a few lives this month.
We have lived quite a few lives. It's been a really long month. February being the shortest month, and it's been like the longest month.
See, like in life, I feel like January stretched on for like 6 months, and I feel like February flew by. But then when I was like looking at this recap, I just am like, okay, so many things have happened this month. But I was also on vacation this month for a week, and it just like threw me off so bad that I don't really have a lot of extensive notes. Glad that you came through.
I do have notes.
Yeah. But
hopefully we have as we're recording this, 2 days left of the month. Hopefully nothing happens.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, because she just landed in Singapore, and I'm sure she's going to be laying low until Singapore shows start, which isn't until March, so.
True.
All right. February 1st. I can't believe that this happened this month.
What?
that the whole like thing where she filed for the trademark for TaylorCon.
Oh my god,
that happened on February 1st.
I didn't write this down.
And I just
that's funny.
We need to talk about this because I would die for that. Not kidding. Like, what a meet and greet at TaylorCon. Okay. Please. Okay. Can we be on a panel at TaylorCon?
Okay.
Please. Come on. That could be really freaking cool. Not kidding.
Yeah. That would be a cool thing to go to. Just like, I completely forgot she did this. Because people were saying, so I'm confused because trademark is very complicated.
Trademark is very
and like the way that you file for certain things and like different types of trademark. So people were saying like, oh, she's only filing this because someone else is trying to throw a TaylorCon and she wants to like shut it down and like not let them use the name.
Yeah.
But then I heard that it was a different type of trademark that you like have to use within a certain amount of months or
that's
something.
That's what you were the one that told me that. And yeah. I was like, I don't. Yeah, I'm not very clear on the exact trademarking rules, but I do think it's very interesting that she filed this because it is felt very random. I'm like, why is she randomly filing?
In the middle of tour?
like very weird. Yeah. So
it does feel more like it's like a preventative, like don't take my name kind of thing.
And I feel like she's probably not going to do something like this, but just it was fun to kind of think about it for a second. Like when she like announced that, like how cool would it be, honestly, for her to have a convention? Mm-hmm. There's like, I mean, it would be insanity because could you imagine her trying to have a meet and greet like that? It would be crazy.
She would not show up.
It would just be insane.
she can't go to something
like
that.
But then if you think like you have like Swifty boards, like people like having, like it could be really cool.
It would be drama.
Like, oh, it would be.
It would be awful.
It would be so dramatic.
It would be really bad.
I would love it. I would love it.
Like, I would totally be there.
But for the mess of it? Come on, please. That would be so funny and fun. And hysterical.
I would just be documenting it.
Like, could you imagine she has like booths of like people that make Taylor inspired things that you can buy?
Oh my god, I would kill myself. And then she hands us all a cease and desist.
No, she walks around.
She's like, thank you so much for coming. Please never sell this stuff ever again.
Yeah, could you imagine? Oh my gosh. Well, Taylor, let us plan it. It would be so funny.
Please don't let me plan it.
No, let me plan it. I could be all over
not
that.
To that scale.
I could plan it, Taylor. I'm not kidding.
I'll be on the team, but if you put me in charge, I will have a panic attack.
I'll be in charge. I have no problem.
Okay. All right,
and
good luck.
You can be my right hand.
Okay.
And we'll get it done.
Sure. TaylorCon. Also, I feel like she'd pick a better name. TaylorCon is so ick.
TaylorCon is ick. I agree. But what else is there?
I don't know. Give me like 15 minutes, sit down. I can come up with a name.
Okay, perfect.
But not right now.
We're going to get... Taylor, you can call us. We'll have a business plan for you.
Yeah.
In the next...
I can write a proposal.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Beautiful.
Also on February 1st, I believe this is the day that UMG removes all their music from TikTok.
Yeah.
Which feels like forever ago.
A sad...
It's
just... I feel like TikTok's not the same.
No, it's not. It's hard now. I'm like fearful of what I post sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you could lose your account like for copyright. Like why?
Yeah, you that's know? Terrifying. What is TikTok's copyright rules? Because I know YouTube it's like 3 strikes you're out.
I don't know, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Because some people will post something and immediately get their account taken down. Like I've gotten copyright strikes on my Eras Tour videos. Just like from the beginning of tour when I would post them.
Really?
They would get and take down within like a week. But I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I don't understand how that's copy.
Right. I don't
right
know.
Material. Copyright laws are also weird.
So exactly. Yeah. It's all this law stuff. Like I don't understand who owns what and how.
And like, for example, like when you're talking about like on a YouTube thumbnail, like you are allowed to use a picture of Taylor on a YouTube thumbnail. It just has to be significantly altered.
Really?
Yes. So it's like we would have to like, okay, when we like cut out just her and put it on and then we have other things like that's considered
okay
enough of a change to the original image that the copyright isn't
it's not
valid.
Like misleading that it's like a video of her.
Correct.
Kind of thing.
It's very weird. It's complicated and it's weird. And
I mean, I get it. Like if I were famous, I would want those kinds of things to protect me in a way. You
right.
know?
I understand why they're there, but I wish it was a little easier to understand.
Yeah.
So you, because I think a lot of times people do something wrong and they don't mean to.
And then it's like immediate, like you're out kind exactly. of thing. Oh my God. This is unrelated. Did you see the person? who got a DM from Taylor Nation.
No.
I was screaming. It was like recently. They get a DM and it was like, hey, you know, we love how big of a fan of you are. Like, give us your name, location, like all this stuff, whatever. And so they send it because they're freaking out. And then they get the message back from Taylor Nation and it's like, hey, you have been marked as somebody who is spreading illegal like stuff like related to Taylor. You know, this will be your only warning to stop. And they were like, what? Because apparently back when like the Eras Tour movie.
I would kill myself.
I know.
I would kill myself.
I would jump off the face of the internet and like literally never show my face anywhere ever again.
Yeah, I would kill
myself. I think they were spreading leaks of 1989 and they were also I think distributing the file for the Eras Tour movie.
Mm-mm.
So it wasn't like they came up with these things, but they were helping like distribute just them.
Help, yeah.
And they said they had gotten an email from Taylor Nation like back when it happened and they took everything down and they mm-hmm. were like, so sorry. But then this happened again and they got a DM. Like, hey, we love how big of a fan you are. Stop.
Like, that's crazy.
It's so funny.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I don't have anything written down again until February 4th. Do you have something before
No,
then?
No, that's it yeah. for me.
And on February 4th, what I wrote down is Grammys. What the fuck?
Literally. We talked a lot about this in a different episode, so we don't have to go over, like, literally everything. Yeah. But this is the morning Taylor wakes up, turns her social media, that, like, weird sepia black and white. We freak out. The website goes down. Error 321. Red herring. All that nonsense.
Yeah.
That was so crazy. We knew something was happening today. Like, we just knew it.
Yeah. But if you want our more depth thoughts and opinions about that, go back.
A few.
Two episodes. Yeah. From this one.
Yeah. And then she wins 2 Grammys.
Yeah. It was pop.
Pop vocal album.
Pop vocal album and album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What time she announced a new record? It's crazy. It's just it still feels fake to me that we're getting a new album in less than 2 months.
Yeah, I don't feel it.
it feels fake to me.
I know.
And then on February 5th, she posted the track list,
mm-hmm.
which I just need to thank Autumn from DS Tour Tips because she posted the track list like a normal human being so you could read it easily. Like, and for that, I'm eternally grateful mm-hmm. because I was zooming and tilting my head and like doing the most to try and read these titles.
They were really so small.
So small.
She's like, here's a track list. We're like, where?
Where? Zoom. Crazy. Anything else that you have in those days?
No. I think that's the quickest she's given us track names, like, after releasing an album.
Yeah, and I think it's because it was leaked.
Yeah, unfortunately. Except for Folklore Nevermore. I guess we got those pretty quickly.
True. Because
we had to.
Well, yeah.
I almost wish for those two albums she would have just not told us the track list, and then we would have gotten them at midnight.
Yeah.
You know? That would have been cool.
I wish we didn't have the track list as early as we did with this, because I feel, whenever I think about this album, I actually start to get anxious, because I just want to know what it sounds like so bad that, like, I get stressed.
Yeah.
I get stressed.
I can understand that.
Okay. I don't have anything until the 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the 7th, she opens in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. We're back on tour.
You know, I hate being in such a faraway time zone from where she is these past few shows.
Yeah. It's
because
tough.
I just wake up to bullets every day.
Yeah.
I just wake up to trauma.
Yeah. I've only, like, managed to make it through 2 of the shows so far that have been international.
I haven't even tried to.
It's been tough.
I haven't even tried to do
I'm
one.
Like, yeah, why bother trying? It is kind of fun to wake up, though, and just be shot in the head 45 times. No, it's double homicide.
No, it's genuinely. And this was no different. Dear Reader and Holy Ground.
Yeah.
As you heard me say earlier, 2 songs that I'm quite literally obsessed with.
Kind of crazy that she, like, the first surprise song back was Dear Reader.
Right? Can't even think about it.
It's yeah.
Because then you get on Twitter and you see all these things that are like, oh my gosh, like relating it back to Tortured Poets and like whatever. Like, I'm stressed. I'm stressed kind of about crazy. It.
Some other things I wrote down about this show. She reveals here that, well, I have a quote from her. I'll just say it. I've been working on the album since right after I turned in Midnights. You turn in an album months in advance so you can make vinyls. So I started working on it immediately after that, and I've been working on it for about 2 years. I worked on it throughout the U.S. tour, and when it was perfect, in my opinion, or when it was good enough for you, I finished it. So this is when she reveals that she has been working on it since Midnights. And she also says that her backup plan was to announce it that night if she didn't win a Grammy.
Yeah, and honestly, if I was in that show, I would be mad.
Yeah, I thought that was like a weird thing to say.
I wish she would have just not told them that.
Yeah. Yeah, she could have, like, I don't know. Maybe that's when she should have revealed, like, one of the variants or bonus tracks or something.
I think something.
I don't know. She also had all white nails for this show, which is wild because...
Because we've had colored nails. We've had the colored time, nails.
People also thought that they heard new sounds in the rep intro and new visuals in the Evermore intro.
Oh, I remember seeing this.
But I think that those were debunked because I think in Tokyo, the concert culture is a lot different. They don't like scream.
Yeah.
And they
I want to go to a Taylor concert in Tokyo so bad now because of that exact thing.
Yeah,
because
I just feel like all the videos, you could hear her so well. And like everything felt different because of how like unobnoxious they were.
I know.
So.
And then I was like, wow, Americans suck. And me, I'm Americans. Like I'm.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seen recently on Twitter, like people posting videos and being like, there's just no reason to be acting like this. Mm. And where it's like people like scream, cry, screech, singing. And I agree. Mm-hmm. I think we need to calm down with that. Mm-hmm. It's too much.
It can be.
Did you see the video of the girl sobbing her eyes out over EXILE on Twitter?
In the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's it. I just need to know if you saw it.
Like, relatable sometimes.
Relatable, but like also you can hear it. Stop crying and listen.
Yeah. I just think it must have brought up a lot for her.
Yeah.
She must have had a lot going on at the time.
Clearly, which is fine. Like, go off. But
her friends just immediately being like, okay. Like, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Okay.
She also announces on this day that the Eras Tour will be streaming on Disney Plus on March 15th. And it's going to include Cardigan, finally, and 4 extra acoustic songs.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be I Can See You, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Maroon, and You Are in Love.
Yeah. I knew she was going to do this. Well, I didn't know, but actually, I didn't know about the Smash songs. Mm-hmm. I knew Cardigan was going to get out of it.
Yeah, I think we all were like...
It's a marketing technique.
It makes it different, so everyone can go watch it. Yep.
I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
For it to be on streaming.
I haven't seen it since the movies.
Yeah.
Because I didn't rent it.
Yeah.
So...
I rented it once. I caved. Mm. It was Christmas Day, and my family's kind of weird on Christmas Day, so I wasn't doing anything. Mm. So I was like... You know, I need some
Merry Christmas
serotonin in my life. So I did watch it then, but that was the last time I saw it. So
I saw someone on TikTok, their husband, her and her husband were watching it, and he like tried to challenge himself to drink a beer during every set, but he would like color coordinate like the label of the beer.
Me and my friends are doing this when it goes on
streaming. I'm like, I suddenly like need to make cocktails.
Yeah, you posted that drunk. And I was like, no, me and my friends are doing this because we were already planning on watching it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a mocktail for every other one so we don't literally die.
Cheaters. That's a lot though.
It's a lot of liquor. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm just like picturing the Speak Now set, like me chugging like a...
Something
purple
that
sparkly
that might need to be a mocktail for me. But yeah, I love it.
I love it. I'll be in Epcot that day, drinking around the world. So
you can you can still do it. Just a little more. You can find a creative way to figure that out. I believe in you. Okay. So February 8th, another show in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. She sang Eyes Open and Electric Touch for surprise songs. Any other notable things in that show?
When she was introducing those two, she accidentally said she was gonna play 2 new songs.
Oh my gosh, yes. And people were freaking out.
They were like, I think it's the first time I ever heard Tokyo scream.
Yeah, no. Seriously, like, they were screaming.
And she meant to say like 2 songs that she hadn't played yet. Like,
yes.
Too new to the acoustic,
not new to the world.
Can you imagine if like days after she announces a new album, she just like plays 2 songs without even...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, that's not how I want to hear new music for the first time.
No, I don't think I'd be able to, like, if I were in the room, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on what she was saying.
No.
Like, I think I'd just be so overwhelmed.
Yes.
She also says that she can relate to Eyes Open. She's like, said something about like, oh, this song's really relatable, which I wrote it,
were freaking out about that on Twitter.
Yeah.
As they do.
This was also the day that... Do you remember in Argentina when her heel came off?
Yes.
And she threw it into the crowd?
Yes.
The fan that caught that heel was trying to sell it to raise money for his cousin's cancer treatment, which was very sad. So Christian Louboutin himself matched all of the donations and, like, sent him a handwritten letter to say, like, thank you for your dedication to, like... helping your cousin.
Oh my gosh, I'll cry right now.
So we could keep the heel. Isn't that so sweet?
That's so sweet.
I know. That had me in tears when I saw that on Twitter.
I'm in tears. That's crazy.
Yeah, because I'm like,
what a kind soul.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he probably knew how special that heel was too, and like catching that at a show, and then like then making the decision to have to sell it to help your cousin.
No, that's so sweet.
I wish we had an update on their treatment.
Me too.
Hope that's going well.
Me too. Well, okay. The next night, she played Superman on the outside.
These combos for Tokyo it's interesting.
Yeah, that's a show I wouldn't want to be at.
Aw.
I like The Outside, but I could live without ever hearing Superman. Sorry.
I don't know. I think any surprise songs would be special.
Yeah. Well, okay. You're nicer than me. So.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of people recently on Twitter getting upset that their surprise songs were Hey Steven and The Best Day. And I just think it was so special to be there for that.
I would love The Best Day. I think Hey Steven's a good song.
It is a good song. But I guess like getting two Fearless songs and it's not
like... No way.
I don't know. I'm really happy to have been there. And I don't know. I just don't think I could be angry.
Yeah. I don't think I would be angry either. Like realistically. But not being there, I can be like, yeah, I wouldn't be happy. But I think if I was actually there, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. That's all I wrote down for that show.
And then the last show in Tokyo, she sang Come In With The Rain and You're On Your Own, Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else notable from that show?
Interesting. No, that's all I have from that show.
That's an interesting combo. Come In With The Rain and You're On Your Own, Kid.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I was convinced that she was going to sing You're On Your Own, Kid in every city.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
Every continent, wait, was what we said, I think.
Yeah.
Which has held up, I think.
Has it? I don't think she played it in
Australia. Oh, in Australia she didn't. You're right.
Huh. But interesting. Yeah, I feel like that's a song she's at least going to play often.
Yeah.
Though.
That and Maroon, I feel like, are pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty... Have been... I think that... You're On Your Own, Kid and Maroon have been played the most.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she only played Maroon like twice. I don't know. I believe it, though.
I think it was LA. I saw it in... Yeah. At MetLife. Mm-hmm. She played it again in Australia.
She played Maroon in Australia? Mm-hmm. Where have I been? Okay. Yeah. We'll get there. Okay. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So then on.
This is also the day that Cetaphil dropped their Super Bowl commercial.
Stop it, because that commercial literally wrecked me.
It was really cute.
It was so sweet.
But then they didn't even play it at the Super Bowl.
I know. That was weird.
So I'm like, why is this a Super Bowl commercial?
They didn't want to pay for a Super Bowl ad.
So then it's not a Super Bowl commercial.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Don't beat me up. And then February 11th, we have the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl was so fun and just good. Cute.
So fun.
The Chiefs won, obviously.
Yeah.
Baby girl went down to the field.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cute and sweet. Party till 5 a.m. Andrea and Scott were drunk to the club.
I love that for them, honestly.
Taylor pissed a TikTok about it, which was...
And then I got muted for copyright.
Hilarious.
Suck it.
Yeah. So yeah, well the TikTok was the next day, and people were freaking out. Like Travis has made his social media debut.
Yeah.
People being like, it's official now. I'm like, okay, her making out with him on a field wasn't official.
I know,
yesterday.
But it still was really crazy.
No, it was crazy.
Post that.
Yeah. Not all the boyfriends have made it to social media.
All except what's his face? Joe. What's his face? Actually, Joe made it to a TikTok one time. Do you remember when
she has Instagram posts with Joe too?
Does she?
Mm-hmm. In the very beginning.
I think she does.
Sure? I'm like, okay. Almost positive.
Because
there's this one picture I think when she's in the Ariel costume and it's in the mirror.
He's not there. Oh.
I think it's the back of his head. I'm like almost positive. I'm almost positive. Now I want to look it up. Okay. God, you talk.
I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. I can't remember what I was going to say, where I was going with that. What was he saying? When he made it into a TikTok. There was like a trend when Tor started to post. It was like, I was on TikTok, and then you would like zoom into your camera roll, and then you would like play really fast all these like pictures mm-hmm. that you had. Mm-hmm. And Joe was in one of them for mm-hmm. her. He was bedazzling her guitar.
Oh, wow. He did something. I mean, I guess when you don't have a job, you have other things. You find other things to do.
It was like, it was him and her and her parents, like, sitting there on her guitar.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, God. Bam.
Wow.
It's the only one I remember.
All right. I can't find this right now, but I will be looking it up later. Because okay. Not for...
I'm curious.
Not that I want to be right, but I just want to know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unsure.
Unsure. So I don't have anything written down until she's back in Australia. Do you?
I just have, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think the songwriters for the Tortured Poets Department leaked.
Oh, yes. I saw this leak. I don't know if it's true, but...
If you don't want to hear this spoiler, I don't know if it's true or not. You can skip. But it looks like Taylor and Jack wrote every single song except for Down Bad, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, and Clara Bow.
And Florida,
only,
right?
Were only written by Taylor, is what I was going to say.
Oh, wow.
And then Post Malone helped write Fortnite, obviously. And then Florence Welch helped write Florida with Aaron Dessner. And Love of My Life, or LOML. We don't know what that stands for yet.
I would have liked to see some more.
And if this So Long,
is,
London.
If this is accurate.
But Daddy, I Love Him.
I would like to see some. Would have liked to see some more Aaron Dessner.
Yeah, that's really interesting that Aaron Dessner's only credited on Florida and So Long, London.
Yeah.
So I don't know how true this is.
Yeah, because it's just like a. It's on a little chart that could have been made by literally anyone.
Yeah. And I look at it, I'm like, yeah, that's believable. But then again, I don't know.
It does look believable, I agree. But
especially for someone who loves working with Aaron so much, I don't see why she wouldn't have him more.
Right.
Unless he just, like, wasn't available when she was doing this, but.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll see.
Okay, so then I don't have anything until night one in Melbourne. Do you have anything?
Nope.
Or Melbourne. I don't know how to say it correctly.
Melbourne.
I'm a little American, but night one, she played Red and You're Losing Me.
Lethal combination. Absolutely so lethal.
I'm gonna kill myself. I'm not kidding.
I've considered it.
Like, You're Losing Me live really was not okay for me.
No. And going from Red, like, I just don't know. That's just one of those comments. I was like, Jesus Christ, Taylor.
That was a hate crime to the Swifties. I'm not kidding. And she announces a variant with an exclusive track called The Bolter.
Yep.
Which we didn't talk about the last time she announced a variant. How did she do the first variant? Oh, the first variant was with the original.
Oh, the manuscript?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It came right with the...
Yeah, with the announcement.
Because I guess, like... I haven't thought about it this, but I guess all the vinyl, because I'm going to assume it's going to be in stores, the vinyl, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it'll have the manuscript, and then these other, bonus tracks will be, like...
Exclusive
to her web store, probably?
Yeah, probably. I've been thinking a lot about the variant thing, and at first, I was just, like, a little frustrated with it, because it just, like, whatever. But then I was thinking about it more, and I kind of feel like, first of all, so many artists do this, so I don't know why she gets shitted on so bad about it. Mm-hmm. And at first I was a little irritated by it, but then I was like really thinking about it, and I'm just like, I think more people need to take accountability for their lack of self-control. Like, if you can't afford to buy multiple variants, that is, you need to be aware of that and not do it.
Yeah,
like, it's not her. I don't know.
She's not begging you. You don't have to buy
There's
them.
Not a gun to your head to buy the variant.
If you think that it's all about money for her, then don't give her your money.
Yeah, like, it's not. And the other thing for me is, like, most likely all of this is going to end up on streaming anyway.
Absolutely.
Like, the only songs that have not ended up on streaming that have been exclusives is Sweeter Than Fiction and...
I think that's it.
Sweeter Than Fiction.
And, like, the You're On Your Own Kid's Strings remix or whatever.
Right. And, like, usually Target exclusives... I think typically don't get put onto streaming.
They do, because Hits
but
Different.
But Hits Different did. So yeah.
They will eventually.
And I'm sure Sweeter Than Fiction might even eventually get put to streaming.
It absolutely
so
will.
So I'm just like, it's
They probably
be
just
okay.
have like a contract with Target about like when it can be
How
released
long,
or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's what I just don't understand. The one argument I do understand with this whole thing is, like, I wish there was just one CD with all of them on it, like, so that I can have...
I don't even mind having multiple CDs. What annoys me the most is paying for the shipping so many times.
That's true. And you know, and they're so all going to come
different,
back.
And so many different packages.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I'm like, okay, I don't even care if you have to hold my order and ship it all at once. Whatever. That's fine. I don't care.
Exactly.
But why am I paying for shipping? I think there's probably going to be four variants. That's my assumption.
Mm.
I think we'll probably get a variant announcement in Singapore and then.
Yeah.
Was there another show before it comes out or just Singapore?
No, she's in Singapore for like two weekends.
Yeah, it's 6 days. She's in Singapore. So maybe there'll be just three. I don't know. But
I can just see her announcing one like
in the beginning
on
of
Friday
one.
And then again on Friday, yeah, or whatever.
That makes sense. Yeah. Oh, I just dropped my mic. I'm so sorry. So that is something that annoys me, is the shipping. But I think her making variants is like, whatever. Like,
yeah, I think a lot of the frustration from people is that there's a different song on everyone. Right. And it's like encouraging people to overconsume and yeah, stuff. And I agree. That. I think overconsumption is definitely a problem. But like
I
you said,
think
like
it's like adults that are overconsuming. You're an adult. She's not responsible for your inability to say no to something.
Right.
Like that's yeah, not. I don't know. Whatever.
Like I'm an adult. I mean, I collect CDs and I always have, and I always have collected variants. So I don't have a problem buying each CD. But it's like the vinyl. I stopped myself there. I haven't ordered a vinyl yet because I'm like, I'm going to wait till I can go to Target.
Yeah. So I bought the original vinyl and CD, and then I've been just getting the CDs.
Yeah.
On the new releases. They're more affordable.
Yeah.
And I like to have the variants. I think I've decided I'm on team with you of like, I'm going to do variants for CDs and that's it.
It's cheaper. It takes up less space.
Yeah.
I just love having it. Like, I just love being a collector of things.
Yeah. Which is fine. And that's, I think, cool that you have the ability to collect more things. Like, mm-hmm. And the people that like to collect, do it. If you don't, like, actually want to collect it, then don't. Nobody is forcing you to do it.
Yeah.
And I think people need to self-evaluate when they're, like, when you're really angry about something, like, I think you need to take a deep breath and think about why you're actually mad about it. And I think it's probably more about you than it is about her.
Mm.
Just saying.
There's a lot of things you can complain about that Taylor does or doesn't do.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel like this is one.
Agreed. Yeah. So then night two in Australia, she sang, well, we got our first mashup because of Is It Over Now, but we started a pattern here of she sang Getaway Car, August, and the other side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then she sang This Is Me Trying Alone, and that was just unfucking hinged, like genuinely unhinged. Like, Getaway Car, August, and the Other Side of the Door is crazy.
Faves,
like, that's one. That is, and like a song on the set list being an option for a surprise song just wasn't something I thought about.
Yeah,
I'm just like shocked by this.
Is this no, it's not. I thought this was the day that she sang all, I guess, track eights, but I don't think The Other Side of the Door is a track eight. Never mind.
I'm still just shocked by this. Yeah. And what do you feel like about the mashups? Because I've been seeing people complaining about it on Twitter.
I think they're fun.
I think they're fun too. And I think for me, like, if I'm going to a show, if I have a preference, I would like to hear one mashup and one just regular song. But I just think either way, no matter what, I wouldn't care. But I think, I'm like, why are you mad that you're...
Because everyone wants to find a reason to be mad at anything.
Yeah,
like,
you're
there's
right.
No.
You're right.
It's so annoying, though.
So, also on this day, February 17th, is when the cheating rumors are starting to just explode on Twitter.
Yep. That mashup didn't help any, because it's all songs about cheating.
Yeah.
Or it's like someone said it was like from the different perspectives. Like, August is like the girl, the other girl, Getaway Car is like her, and The Other Side of the Door is like she was the one getting cheated
on. I did see that.
Damn.
And then I have a tweet screenshotted here. It says, according to a reliable source, The Sun revealed that Taylor is using a bed in the photo shoot of her new album after finding erotic photos of Joe Alwyn and Emma Laird in bed at the Bowery Hotel. According to the sources, the photos came from a group chat with his friends. And then apparently Joe's brother's girlfriend liked this.
And it was a fake account, though.
Was it? Yeah. Okay, so this whole thing, for me, I'm like, how do you even know who Joe's brother's girlfriend is to know that she liked a tweet?
Well, I think not that it was a fake account. They photoshopped her liking the tweet, and then I think they must have tweeted it and been like, oh my god, this is Joe's whatever's girlfriend, who, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then people, like, just eat it up because someone's telling them that this is...
I'm like, you need to go touch grass. That's literally the only reason I screenshotted this in here was to be like, why do you know, like, not that I believe this, but I'm just like, why do you know that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you know all this information? You're weird.
Because people just love to be invasive.
Yeah.
And weird about it.
Yeah.
So interesting. During this show, also in Melbourne, she reveals that she was lonely while writing Folklore, which was just absolutely heartbreaking. She also told us that we can call the new album Tortured Poets because we can't seem to remember more than one word.
Okay, that was shady.
It was kind of funny.
I thought it was funny too, but I'm like, oh girl, okay.
She hears us. She also told us this night that she has spies around the stadium to tell her what we're wearing and what we're doing and how the crowd is.
Spies being Scott and Andrea. Like, yeah, what? Literally. And then people also reported this day that Travis will be joining her on tour in Europe.
Oh.
Yeah. And...
People? The magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, are they just like people?
No,
like,
no, no.
Oh, people reported. No, no, no.
Sorry, I should have clarified. People magazine.
People, capital P.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and if you don't know, People is a pretty reliable source mm-hmm. when it comes to Taylor information. So,
I mean, what else is the man doing? You got off. Come on.
Period. As he should. Like, join her, please. So that
I am also free this summer, Taylor. If you, you know, want me to?
Yeah,
go to
I would love to join you on tour.
Like.
And I would also love for you to play for my flight for London because
it's not cheap.
It's astronomical.
I know.
If anybody wants to trade tickets to London, if you have tickets to Miami and you want to go to London,
oh, no.
Hit me up. Oh, not kidding. Yeah.
It'll be fun though. It'll be worth the money.
No, listen, I'll be going. Don't you worry. But, yeah. I don't even know what. That's my last note for the month.
Oh, so. My God. Girl!
I told you.
Okay, that's fine.
I was on vacation. And
you were on vacation like weeks ago.
I know. No, right. No. But that was in that time I was on vacation. And then I stopped keeping track. And then I just forgot.
Okay, that's fine.
So, I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries.
I didn't show up for work this month. I'm sorry.
You're fired.
Okay.
Okay, so the next day is the People's Choice Awards, which she doesn't go to because she's still in Australia. But she wins. She wins Female Artist of the Year, Pop Artist of the Year, Concert Tour of the Year, and my favorite, Social Celebrity of the Year.
I saw this. And Travis won his award, too.
Travis won Athlete of the Year. Great. Which is funny. Isn't People's Choice Awards, like, fan-voted?
Yes.
So, duh.
Yeah.
It's just another Swiftie category if he's in there, basically.
Yes.
She did lose Movie of the Year to Barbie, which I think is totally fair because The Eras Tour is not a movie. It's concert film.
It doesn't even feel like that should be eligible.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's that. She wasn't there, obviously. I don't even think she like sent a video to accept her awards.
I don't think she has ever been to the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm sure like if she was around and
it just seems like an influencer event to me.
Maybe.
I mean, like obviously I know celebrities are up for things. It just
feels
like an influencer event. But anyway.
Instead of the People's Choice Awards, she went out to dinner in Sydney with Sabrina.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. I loved her outfit here.
It's cute.
Yeah. She's wearing like a brown pleated skirt with a black belt, black corset top, cute necklace that looks like an upside down T.
I was thinking it looks like the Eras Tour stage.
It does look like
the Eras Tour stage. No, it doesn't because there's no diamond.
But other than that, it does look like the Eras Tour stage. And just, you know, signature red lip.
Amazing.
Curly hair. I love seeing this picture circulating on Twitter and be like, she lost the flat iron. I'm like, y'all
she's
really...
off. Give her hair a break.
But also, I'm like, she does not use a flat iron, baby girls. That is a blowout. That is not a flat iron.
Oh, man. Okay. The next day, I believe. No. A couple days later,
Wait. What's the date on this? Okay.
The 18th.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. She only did two shows in...
No, she did... In Melbourne?
Yeah.
Pause. Maybe. No, there's no way. She didn't only do two shows in Melbourne.
I thought it was three.
Yeah, me too. Let me check my sheet. My Google sheet.
I'm only coming through.
Oh, no, she did three. I have literally zero notes for the third one.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that must have been the day I stopped.
We're bad reporters. What? Sorry, guys.
Whoa, that's crazy.
What surprise songs did she sing? I don't know. I have no idea. I'll look it up.
Oh my god, no, that's crazy. Wow.
To TS Tour's tip, she'll tell you.
This is literally... Okay, yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So after that, she goes to the Sydney Zoo a couple days later. These like really weird drone pictures dropped. She's like on the news.
And at first, I was like, oh my gosh, so cute. Like, I love seeing these. And then I realized like, oh wait, these are like definitely pap drone pictures. And now I feel uncomfortable about it.
Really strange.
Did you see the Donna Kelsey of it all?
No.
So, we'll get, when we get to the day Travis is there, I'll talk about it.
Okay. This is also the day that IFPI names Taylor the number one global artist of the year.
What the heck is IFPI?
I'm so glad you asked, Serena. I wrote it down.
Perfect.
So I took this directly from their website because I was curious too. IFPI's global charts provide the most complete picture of artist, album, and track performance worldwide. The charts capture streaming, downloads, and physical forms in every country directly from the participating record labels, which is then converted using IFPI's unique methodology to a single global chart figure. So I just get the vibe that they like have all the stats, like the streaming, they use a lot of sales, they have everything, and they determine like who the top artists are
based on the data.
Yeah, like the true
data.
She was the number one global artist of the year in 2014, 2019, 2022, and now 2023.
That tracks.
Which is very exciting. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, second year in a row. Congrats, Taylor. Very fun. And then the next day, Travis lands and she takes him to the zoo.
Yeah, she must have loved the zoo. So did you hear about the zoo beef in Sydney? There's
like
there's
the two different names
between the two zoos.
Yeah,
that was so funny. So there's a zoo in Sydney that was there first. It's not called the Sydney Zoo, it's called like something else.
Yeah.
And then the Sydney Zoo came in, names themselves the Sydney Zoo, which is really smart because if you think about like when people are Googling, they're going to Google Sydney Zoo.
Right.
So obviously this place is going to come up first. So then the other zoo was like really salty about it. And apparently last time she was in Sydney, she went to the other zoo.
Ooh.
But then this time she went to this zoo. So then she loved it so much, she went back 2 days in a row.
Ooh.
So it was just like the girl that was talking about it, like she was in Australia and she's like, I just know the other zoo is seething right now.
Absolutely.
Like seething, pissed. And it was just funny. So, and there was like something about Harry Styles going to the other zoo, and then she goes to this zoo.
But
and
he like he said, because he was donating money at the end of his tour, and he said he was like donating money to the Sydney Zoo,
and it was the other zoo, not this. So it was just like this whole thing.
And like,
I was
all put out statements.
It was like, such a giggle.
So funny.
But there was a picture of this picture that we're looking at here right now. It's a drone shot of Travis and Taylor, and somebody like. On Instagram, Donna commented on it and was like, really cute picture, happy to see them together, but this looks a little invasive, doesn't it? Or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, go off, Donna. I'm going to find her exact quote.
Yeah, totally invasive. I don't know. It's cute, but also stop.
Like, I love to see them together. Obviously, I love to see her doing her things, but like, it just like, if they just leave, let them live. Like, I didn't know this was gonna take me to a TikTok. I'm so sorry.
I don't know, whatever. Okay, there's that. On this day also, Taylor Nation joins YouTube.
This was weird.
Yeah,
this was weird
because they've never been on YouTube before, but they just decided to make a channel. I think their video on there is Taylor announcing the bonus tracks or the variant bonus tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But very strange. Suspicious. So we'll be keeping an eye on them.
Yeah. Definitely an odd choice. But
did you find the Donna Kelsey?
I'm looking. I'm sorry. I'm trying to skim this article quickly. Oh, I'm getting here. Okay. This article is recapping literally their entire freaking relationship. I'm not kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it wasn't even on here anyway. Okay, I don't remember her exact quote.
Doesn't matter.
She just was like, don't be weird and take paparazzi pictures of them, essentially.
It's a fair enough thing to ask.
Yeah.
All right, so the next day is the first Sydney show.
Sydney!
There is a rain delay.
Yes, I saw
this. So Sabrina's set is canceled. Travis is there. Travis brings his friend. Katy Perry's there. Rita Ora and Mark Hoppus are the people that I wrote down that are there in the VIP tent.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Why was Katy Perry all the way in Australia?
I don't know.
Does she live there? I feel like no, but like.
Maybe she, is she on tour or something?
She has music to tour?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know Katy Perry still made music. I'm not kidding.
Oh, really? I think she does. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Also, Mark Hoppus, I don't know where Rita Ora lives either. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They were there. I wrote those down. This is the day she reveals the alternate cover for the Albatross.
Yes.
Which I have some facts.
Tell us. Tell us.
Okay. I'll tell you now. Sure. So these, I cannot take credit for finding any of these. These are things I just saw on Twitter people talking about and like Googling the definition of albatross. So obviously we don't know what the song is about, but I think it's fun. We can at least see some of the things that it means. So an albatross can be a person who causes you great problems from which you can't escape, or they prevent you from doing what you want to do, which is a little on the nose.
I feel like. I can't wait for this roast.
I know, but like, but then again, like, who knows? This could, it could have nothing to do with, like, I don't know. Okay, sometimes it can be used metaphorically to mean a psychological burden that feels like a curse.
Okay.
It could also be something that causes persistent, deep concern or anxiety, something that greatly hinders accomplishment, like a burden.
Okay.
There was also a fire on Coney Island in 1903 that started at the Bowery Hotel. No, sorry. Started at the Albatross Hotel, obviously, at the west end of the Bowery. So there's that, too.
When stuff like this comes out, I'm like, is this, does the universe just love her, or does she like researching before she's,
I really
things?
Don't think that she,
I don't think she's researching. I just think things align for her. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So I think it'll just be curious to know, like, oh shoot, hold on. My video stopped. Let's take a quick break. While
quick break. Back in action. Back.
Gotta take my meds. Okay. So, okay, there's that. There's also, an albatross is a type of bird.
Yes.
So it says
it doesn't land in the ocean for the first 6 years of its life.
Yeah, so they are masters of soaring flight, able to glide over vast tracts of ocean without flapping their wings. So fully they have adapted to their oceanic existence that they spend the first 6 or more years of their long lives, which last upwards of 50 years, without ever touching land. Which, like, physically, I'm just thinking about that.
Aren't you tired?
Aren't you so tired? What do you mean? How do they eat?
I have so many questions about this.
Like, I just...
How do they sleep? They sleep while flying?
That too! I don't know. Blows my mind. Some animals are so strange.
I want to do more research about this bird. I need to answer my questions.
But the first thing that my sister pointed out... Do you remember the movie? It was like a Disney movie, The Rescuers.
Mm-hmm.
It was like little mice that like went on little quests, I feel like.
Yes.
The bird in that movie is an albatross. That was Abby, my sister, her favorite movie like ever.
Okay. When we were younger. I love that.
And the first thing she texted me when she wakes up in the morning was like, oh my God, the bird from The Rescuers is the albatross. And then I saw people on the internet confirming that. And also, The Rescuers take place in Sydney.
Wow.
Where she announced. Wow. And so it's another thing of like, does she know these things?
Yeah.
Or like,
does she know, or does it just line up?
Just absolutely blows my mind.
Just crazy.
So those are my albatross facts.
I love that. Thank you.
So that night she plays on guitar How You Get the Girl.
Yep.
And on piano she sings White Horse and Coney Island featuring Sabrina.
I loved this performance.
It was really cute.
Sabrina has such a beautiful voice that I feel like sometimes it gets like shattered by the kind of music she sings. I loved it.
Yeah, it was really sweet that she brought her out.
And Sabrina, if you don't know this, sang. There's like a video of her singing White Horse. It's like a 9-year-old little kid.
Wait, is it? Okay, this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but I knew her back. Not knew her. I was friends with Sabrina Carpenter back in the day from MileyWorld.com.
What?
So I had a membership to the Miley Cyrus fan.
As you should.
Yeah. And they had a competition that the winner of the competition would get to like have a writing session with Miley or something.
Okay.
And Sabrina came in third place.
Okay.
For that, the girl who came in first place, I don't think should have won. I voted for Sabrina the whole time.
Okay.
And like we would talk all the time, like
that
in the chat rooms.
Crazy.
On YouTube. Like we were friends. We followed each other on Twitter. Like it was just one
Did
of
she
those.
Still follow you?
No. Oh God, no. I had a friend from Miley World that I still follow on everything.
Okay.
Like, and she was even better friends with Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like Sabrina, I don't even want to know if I want to say this. She just allegedly like they met and Sabrina just like denied the whole thing and said like, you're crazy. Like this, that never happened. Like, I don't know you. I don't know all that, like whatever. So she just apparently was just really rude about it.
Okay.
And, but I just always think it's so interesting because I truly was such a fan of her back then. And I remember watching her covers on YouTube of like Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus songs because I was a huge Taylor and Miley fan.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
So it feels like weird to be like, I saw that. I knew that cover from back then, but I really did.
But
like,
you do remember seeing it.
Like it's wild.
Wow.
It's just so weird to see her
so
career come.
How old is Sabrina now? Do we know?
Mm.
Like, is she our age or is she younger than us?
No, she's like 21, 22, I want to say. She's young.
I didn't realize she was that young.
Because she was, yeah. She was 9 in, like, 2006.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
So she's, like, early 20s, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I thought she was, like, 25.
I mean, I could be wrong, but pretty sure she's a lot younger. Yeah. Iconic performance. Taylor does another Guy on the Chiefs part 2 during Karma.
Yeah, and I saw people being like, okay, she's just going to do this when he's there. Kind
of thing. And I but I don't, like, think she's done it again.
Only when he's there.
But he was there like the other Sydney shows too.
No, he wasn't. He was only at one show.
Oh, rude.
He was there the day before the show, the day of the show, and then he left. He had things he had to do in Vegas.
I did see that. Yeah. I remember people being like,
yeah. People were mad. I'm like, why do you care? I don't understand. Why are you mad that he showed up, went to the show, and could only go to one? Like, he does have a job. I know that's hard to, like, wrap your head around because we've been used to jobless, but he has a job. He works.
Crazy.
And you know what's crazy? Joe didn't have a job, and he still didn't come, so.
Yeah. Scott was giving out sandwiches.
That was so funny.
Which is really cute. He had this tray with a little lamp. I saw
this tweet. It was like, Scott will either give you a sandwich or a knuckle sandwich depending on your behavior. And I was cracking up.
Oh my God. He also gave Travis guitar picks to hand out.
I saw that was like, I saw that too.
You are now one of my elite employees.
Yes. Next thing we know, Travis is going to be tweeting on Taylor Nation. That's his next job title in the community. Scott's going to hand that over.
I don't think he knows how to log into Twitter.
Travis knows about Twitter.
This man is scared of Twitter. We have run him off of Twitter.
This man has a tweet for everything. Did you see the zoo tweets?
Yeah,
I was, and it was the same day
to the day.
Oh my gosh!
He tweeted something like "Love a zoo" or something like that, and then
was that day
he was at the zoo. Like, okay.
So funny.
Tay Voodoo at work.
Truly.
Taylor also points to Travis during Long Live when she says, when they gave us our trophies. Which that was really cute.
I'll cry.
Because of the Super Bowl.
I'll cry.
Yeah. Sobbing.
Tay Viss. Tattoo it.
Tay Viss.
You know how I feel about it.
Okay, that's all for that show.
I am pilled for Tay Viss.
The next show. See, okay, I didn't do that great of notating, but that's okay. The next show in Sydney, she sings Should've Said No. And okay. You're Not Sorry.
Okay. Yep.
So funny the way she intro'd it, because she was like, oh, there's like this one word that you guys say that I just think is so funny.
Nar.
And she's like, you can sing an American like me, or you can sing Should Have Said Nar. Everyone just lost their minds.
I love her.
I love it because I like people have been saying this, I feel like, for months. They're like, this is your chance to sing it in Sydney or in Australia.
You need to do it. I love it.
And she did. And then on piano, she sang New Year's Day in Peace.
I am devastated about Peace.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Peace is a top 10 for me as well.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
I love that song. And yeah.
I just think it's so funny the way, ever since basically she started being like more public with Travis, everyone's like, oh, we're losing Peace. We're losing Peace. We're going to lose Peace. And it's like, we lost it, and now everyone's like, I knew it! I know it! Like, did you know it? You've been saying this since, like, October.
Yeah, right, and it happened in February. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. During the We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, I love when Cam is being very,
I love him.
Just crazy with it now.
I love
him. Like, instead
of
saying, like, ever, in
his
part.
He's saying anything under the sun.
He'll say anything. So, on this day, he said, tell him he's dreaming.
So, that, apparently, do you know what that's from?
Yeah.
Okay. It's from a famous Australian movie.
Called The Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I didn't know. I mean, I saw a tweet about it, but so that was very good.
Yeah.
Good.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
I love Cam.
I wish I wrote down like the other ones he was doing too, but
it was really cute. The video, there was like video of when Travis was waiting for Taylor and like all the dancers were leaving and like Cam stopped and hugged him because I don't know if people know this, but Cam's brother plays on the Chiefs, which I love.
Well, he doesn't anymore, but he did last year.
Oh,
he plays for like, oh God, I forget what team.
Well,
when they won the Super Bowl last time, he did.
He played for the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I thought he was on the Chiefs this year too.
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Because I remember he it was cute. His brother won the Super Bowl in Glendale, and then like the next month Cam like, opened the tour in Glendale.
Yeah, and his mom was Cam's mom was in the VIP tent with Travis while he was there in Sydney, which I also thought was cute.
It was really cute.
I love it. So fun.
Adorbs. Okay, so the next day, another Sydney show. I didn't write too much down, but she played Is It Over Now and I Wish You Would on guitar.
I was surprised to hear Is It Over Now again so soon because it hasn't been that long since she played it.
Yeah.
I mean, love it. Love to see it. Love to hear it. But I was just a little surprised.
Yeah. And Haunted in Exile. Love. On piano.
I love Exile.
Yeah, it's a great song. And Lily. Oh my gosh. I keep losing my video here.
Oh no.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Take your pills, Emily.
I really should. Oh gosh. Okay, we're back. But this is the show that Lily got the 22 hat.
I am so happy that she got the hat.
Lily, Jess and Lily are my favorite people.
I love it.
Jess was one of the first people I followed on TikTok because I was looking for people who made Taylor Swift content, and she did, and she immediately messaged me and was like, oh my god, like, I think at the time we were both 26. Mm-hmm. She's like, I love seeing, like, other senior Swifties. I just wanted to throw up. And she's like, it's so cool, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I talked to her all the time after that. Like, we were really good friends. And she's just been through a lot. And Lily is the cutest kid in the whole world. And it was just really sweet to see that happen for her.
It was so sweet. I was, like, when I woke up in the morning, because I know, like, everybody was, like, tweeting, like, you know, about it. And then I woke up in the morning and saw she got it. And I was like,
it was the first thing I checked. I didn't even, like, I woke up in time for the surprise songs, like, as she was starting. But I didn't even watch them. I just went right to Twitter. I was like, please, Lily. First thing I did was message Jess. I was like, holy crap. Crazy. Really cute. And I think it was really sweet how the whole stadium just knew who she was and just screamed when they saw her.
So sweet. I love it.
Adorable. Okay, so the next day, Taylor officially breaks the all-time record for most cumulative weeks in the top 10 Billboard 200 history.
Yeah.
Surpassing the Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah.
So she has been number one for 384 weeks, and the Beatles went number one for 382 weeks. But they did it across 32 albums, EPs, and compilations, and she did it across 16.
Wow.
Which is really wild to think about. And I just, this is just one of those things, like, where I don't think we're gonna, I think we understand the impact, but not, people don't understand the impact, and they won't until, like, years, 50 years in the future.
Yeah. She is the closest thing we have to a modern-day Beatles. I think if she's, not, it's bigger.
Yeah.
And it's also more impressive because it's just her. Mm-hmm. Like, the Beatles were a band, so you had, like, people had multiple people they could connect to and, like, find reasons to like. This is just her.
Yeah. Yeah. Really wild. So, that's exciting. Good for her. And she also had a show this day. And I didn't write anything down except that she played Would've, Could've, Should've. Say that three times fast. Would've, Could've, Should've and Ivy.
Yeah.
On guitar.
Bullets to my brain.
I'm about to say something really controversial. I don't really like Ivy. And Would've, Could've, Should've also doesn't really do it for me. And I know that they're fan faves. And I know.
Ivy, I don't care. Like, whatever. It's not offensive to me that you don't really love Ivy. I think Ivy's fine. It doesn't, like, it's not something I'm obsessed with. I do like the, like, parts in Ivy. Like, there are, like, some of, like, the cadence of Ivy I really like.
I think that's what I don't like,
the cadence. But Would've, Could've, Should've?
It's a good song. It's a great song. It's a fantastic song.
If clarity's in death, then why won't this die?
Years. I don't know. I don't know. But, okay. This is not me saying I don't like the song. This is just me saying, like, those are really, really big fan faves, and I just don't get it. I don't get why they're so big.
Ivy, I could agree with you on Would've, Could've, Should've. Okay. I can't. I think Would've, Could've, Should've is some of her best songwriting of all time. Okay. Of that, like, capturing a feeling.
But, like, why does everyone love it so much?
I don't know. Because it's great. It's greatness.
Okay.
That's a supermodel of songs.
It's a great song. It's probably in my top 10, honestly, like, if we're being honest. So, but I just don't understand the hype. Do you know what I mean?
You understand.
I can't explain.
I don't know. I Would've, Could've, Should've. Like, there's something in that song that feels healing for me.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm obsessed with that song.
No, I can get there, too. I get it. She also sang Forever and Always in Maroon.
Yeah.
On piano.
Okay.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, these combos, like, where are you pulling these from? I can't even.
I wish I could live in that woman's brain for a day.
5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes.
I just would love to, like, I would love to understand.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how she pulls these things. Sometimes I think that I'm like, I want to sit down and, like, think of surprise song combos that would make sense. Because mm-hmm. I feel like after she sings them, people are always making the connection with the lyrics.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, my God, this was crazy.
Right.
It's like, I feel like I can think of some.
Yeah.
Do but it. But can I? Probably not.
I think you should do some surprise song prediction mashups.
Honestly, I might.
It's a good idea.
If I have the time. I don't ever have the time. I might. I don't know. I've been trying to think of a way that she can mash up Treacherous and Cowboy Like Me because they're, like, yes. two of my favorite songs of all time. I've been seeing
you tweeting about this.
It's just, like, all I want because I'm, like, at this point, I don't feel any of the surprise songs are a loss because I don't have any more shows. But also, she's repeating songs, so it's, like, whatever. Yeah. But I'm, like, I just want her to do this for me. Like, I'm trying to think of things that she can do that I can, like, see.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's all I got for the month of February.
Well, that's all she wrote. It was a crazy month with lots of things.
It definitely was.
And we'll be back at it again next month.
We sure
back
will.
Back on tour. Eras Tour streaming. And then April. April, it's over.
Yep.
Crazy. Yep. All right. Well, we will talk to you next week. Next week is a really exciting episode. So
yay.
Tune in. Get excited. It's a guest episode. And potentially my favorite episode we ever recorded.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.